The Cold and Cruel Sea by Barry Mahoney. It is true that less tourists return home alive than are set off for their holiday in the Canary Islands. This disturbing fact is not one that the tourist industry will thank me for highlighting, but it's time that the stark facts are raised once again, and that holidaymakers are alerted to the potential risks of a holiday in the Canary Islands, as well as other popular tourist destinations. The Canary Islands are a wonderful place for a holiday, but it's best not to return home in a coffin. We have the best climate in the world. Each of the 7 inhabited islands are unique and offer a range of activities and experiences that will enrich the spirit of even the most hardened and cynical traveller. The problem for tourists is not the islands, but the Atlantic Ocean. Ours is a cold and cruel sea. It is deceptive in its appeal, but it's not the Mediterranean Sea. Many tourists forget this and quickly succumb to the delights of this turbulent water. Its many charms lull the unsuspecting tourist into a false sense of security with its frothy and inviting appeal to swimmers, surfboarders, windsurfers, but those with a true knowledge of the Atlantic Ocean will be only too well aware of its rapidly changing moods and boiling anger that erupts from time to time. Every year, I see that the Canary Islands are placed at the top of a very disturbing league table for drownings, with most of the casualties being tourists. Statistics indicate that one tourist drowns every 6 days in the Canary Islands, a record that is one of the worst in Spain. The shock of very cold water, swimming after a heavy meal, after drinking alcohol, or taking drugs, are some of the reasons for these individual tragedies. Cardiac arrest in the sea is not unusual, since it is the result of the shock of cold water, even in temperatures of around 25 degrees. The water around these islands rarely exceeds 24 degrees, even in the hottest periods of the year. It's not just freezing water as a danger to swimmers. Despite the temptations to cool off after a day in the sun, swimmers can get in difficulties in a shorter time as just 5 minutes. Many tourists forget that high winds, rough seas, and treacherous currents are the main reasons for many drownings that take place each year. A strong undertow and unpredictable rip currents are also a grave danger to swimmers. They are unseen and unpredictable. They catch swimmers without warning and carry them a considerable distance out to sea. Rough seas around our beautiful coastline can also be a danger for unsuspecting walkers, which may occur even in what appears to be good and settled weather. It depends what the mood the Atlantic is in, and freak waves have sometimes swept walkers out to sea. Some of these issues were brought home to me a short time ago when I visited one of our popular local beaches. It was a beautiful yet stormy morning and the red warning flags were flying. Despite these warnings, there were many swimmers in the sea together with several surfboarders. I spotted 2 lifeguards urging swimmers to come to the shore for safety, which most obeyed. These swimmers were then directed to a safer part of the beach. However, several swimmers, including the surfboarders, continued to ignore the lifeguards. It is this attitude of bravado and ignorance that is behind many swimming tragedies, and it's hard to legislate against foolishness. Sadly, it is also these attitudes that place the safety of lifeguards and other members of the emergency services at risk. Despite the best efforts of the island's government, the municipalities and the emergency services, swimming tragedies continue to occur far too frequently. You have been listening to The Cold and Cruel Sea by Barry Mahoney. This is part of the Letters from the Atlantic series. You can find out more about me, my books, podcasts and blogs by visiting my website, which is www.barrymahoney.com. And thank you for listening.